Tom Pink has helped compile the annual list for more than 25 years.
Bill Raby started it in 1976. Well, actually, at a New Year's Eve party in 1975 with some friends who were looking for a way to, they were looking for a way to have fun, and Bill was always looking for a way to publicize Lake Superior State University. And when he hit on this list, he knew it would be a good thing because it's been going now for 40 years. And I suppose it's just because people love to talk about words and love to argue about words and phrases.
And the most nominations this year were received for Bay. That's B-A-E, pronounced Bay.
It seems to have come from our way of communication now through cell phones, and maybe somebody dropped the second B in the word babe. It's a term of endearment, and we're told that it stands before all else. And you know, when people are communicating through their cell phones now, they're always looking for ways to abbreviate. But people who nominated it say that it's just ridiculous, because now people they shorten it when they're saying it. Instead of saying, "My babe and I went to the movies," they'll say, "Bay and I went out last night." It sounds silly, and it is silly.
Nearly as popular or unpopular as Bay, according to Pink, was the phrase polar vortex.
Most of them came in last January and February when, you know, we were in the middle of one heck of a winter. And then we started seeing some more nominations for it this fall. A lot of people complained about it. They say that we're getting a little overdramatic when we're describing our cold weather.
Foodie also received a lot of nominations for banishment. He says it's supposed to refer to chefs or restaurant critics or others with an interest in food. But aren't we all interested in food? Or as one person put it, are people who like wine, winies, and beer lovers, beeries? A more serious entry on the list this year is enhanced interrogation.
We were surprised with enhanced interrogation that we didn't see more nominations for it. There were just a few, but sometimes it depends on the timing. If that report on torture had come out last January, I'm sure that would have been the top nomination this year.
Pink says young people are probably responsible for replacing the word crazy with the phrase cray-cray. That's C-R-A-C-R-A, cray-cray.
That's one I've heard in a lot of places. You don't really read that one. That's usually one that you hear. And it's a different way of saying crazy, and I'm not sure why people say it that way. Maybe if you call someone cray-cray, they're less likely to punch you in the face than if you called them crazy. I don't know.
But noticeably absent from this year's banishment list are words from defense, government, and politics.
That didn't surprise us too much this year, because presidential election years are when we usually see more political words and phrases, but as contentious as this fall's election was, it was somewhat surprising not to see more, but as I said, I'm sure during the next presidential election we will see more of them.
Also selected for banishment this year are skill set, fundraising, and takeaway, as in, what's your takeaway, often in place of, what did you learn? The list is available at the Lake Superior State University website, lssu.edu, and nominations can be submitted there anytime. I'm Herb Tricks.